Welcome to another eBizQ podcast.
Hello, this is eBizQ's Peter Schoaf, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with Neil Ward-Dutton once again. Neil is the co-founder and research director of MWD Advisors, and also happens to be one of Europe's most experienced and high-profile IT industry analysts. And we're very pleased to have him back here on eBizQ. And in this podcast, we're going to discuss case management, BPM, and collaboration. So first of all, Neil, thanks so much for joining me today.
You're very welcome. It's great to be back.
So now I saw this reading over your MWD website. Do you think case management actually means the end of BPM?
Yeah, that was a provocative headline, and it's always good to have those, right? But no, I don't, in short. I think a lot of the confusion that's been around on this topic stems from people taking a very kind of narrow view of BPM, and also a view of BPM which is very technology centered. And I think if you do that, and you say BPM is just really about a technology platform, and it's just really about automating very structured process, then I think you can see the case management piece as being very different from that. But actually, if you look at BPM more holistically, which is fundamentally a kind of a change program for an organization, that, yes, involves some technology, but it's really about how you improve work, how you reason about the performance of work, and how you make improvements, then, for me at least, case management, in terms of what's being talked about now, really fits in underneath that umbrella. And it's a particular approach to improving work and reasoning about work performance and all of that kind of stuff that works in certain scenarios. But if for me, it fits under that broader BPM umbrella, maybe actually only because we don't have a better term for it right now. But whatever it is you want to call that change program, which is about improving work and understanding the performance of work and so on.
Now, that's good to hear. I'm glad you're not predicting BPM's death quite yet. Now, everyone is talking about case management. How do you think collaboration and social networking can help?
Yeah, so I think this is a really interesting kind of vector, if you like, into the whole debate. So just to step back a bit, something that I've noticed really happened a lot in the last kind of 18 months, 2 years, is things that we used to see as being very separate silos of technology and practice are really starting to be kind of squished and smashed together in organizations. I think particularly because of a few key things, and many of them are really to do with sort of super competitive nature that exists within many industries, and the need to really deliver great customer experiences. It's really forcing people to think about how to improve the way that work gets done, and it's really forcing people to step out of those silos, not only silos from an organizational point of view, getting people to work together, but also technology silos. And we're seeing, you know, we just talked very briefly about BPM and case management, and then you're also seeing social collaboration technologies kind of diving into the mix as well. And that is actually not only interesting in its own right, but it's also blurring that whole question of BPM versus case management. So one way of looking at the impact of this technology, this social collaboration technology, is as a kind of layer. I hate the word user, but I'm going to use it in this case anyway, because it's just shorthand, I suppose. It's kind of a layer of user-centered computing, which, for me anyway, it's about reducing friction between people and systems. You know, we talk about consumerization of IT, and then people tend to very quickly resolve that down to, oh, that's about bringing your iPad to work. And yeah, it kind of is, but it's also really about understanding that for 50 years in business, we've really, because of constraints of technology, we've had to force people to change the way they work to fit around technology. And now we're really in a situation where we can change the way technology works to fit around the way people naturally interact with each other. And for me, social collaboration technology is that kind of layer of technology, that kind of sheen, if you like, that sits across, can sit across existing systems and contexts, that really smooths the way that systems kind of present themselves to people and enables people to work in much more natural ways through that layer, either with each other or also with systems. So that all sounds a bit academic. Just to make it more concrete, particularly in the context of BPM and case management, those kind of things, it's really about making a lot of this stuff a lot more able to be reactive in changing environments. So rather than having very prescriptive ways of getting work done, if you inject social collaboration into the picture, you enable organizations to take potentially quite rigid systems and add flexibility, kind of graft flexibility onto the top in a way that makes sense to people and enables them to interact, to work around rigidity, and to create more agility in the organization, to make it easier to share knowledge, to get guidance on any confusing issues that might be happening in a work situation, to understand about, for example, when policies can be overridden, to reach out to people, to get problems resolved in real time. And that can be super important where you do have maybe more rigid systems or systems that are undergoing a lot of change in the background, to create a kind of more seamless experience, particularly when you're in situations which are less predictable. And that brings us back to that thing I was talking about at the beginning, really a lot more focus now on improving customer service, improving customer experience. So it all kind of plays back into that real business focus that we're seeing right now.
Indeed, and that's a great way of putting it. Now, this sheen, this layer, what type of tools, like for social networking and collaboration, would work best?
Yeah, so, well, this is an interesting one. You know, when you sent me the examples earlier, I was kind of thinking that's an interesting question, because I think a lot of it really depends on the organization. Because, you know, now we're really in the realm of change management and the way that people work and kind of psychology, actually, organizational psychology, organizational dynamics. And it's very difficult to say that there is one direction and one solution for every company, because actually different companies have very, very different cultures. I think the one thing it is fair to say is that email has, I think, still is likely to have a role to play, but it falls short for many scenarios of the kind we're talking about, where really you need to bring systems and knowledge and people together kind of at the right moment in time with the right information to serve a particular need, fulfill a customer's issue or so on. And so you really need environments which have a degree of instantaneous communication in nature about them. And that might be, for some people, that might just be a simple kind of IM capability, microblogging capability. It may be a more sophisticated kind of activity streams technology with lots of integrated feeds from systems. It may be more of a team collaboration workspace kind of functionality, which is resolved around a BI platform or around content management platform. It's kind of dependent on the particular company in the particular scenario. It's difficult to generalize too much.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, I think it's still in development as well. So now, what would you say are some of the best practices when utilizing social networking and collaboration?
So you're kind of against the limit of my expertise on this one, unless we're talking very specifically about kind of case management and BPM. And really there it comes down to design. And it comes down to thinking about the big picture regarding culture. So to address those in reverse, if you like, the cultural aspect is super important, because what we seem to find is that you can put any tool in you like, and unless you try and incentivize people, train people, enable people to work together, if you haven't got the right culture, you're not going to get anywhere. You know, in some organizations, there's a culture of you eat what you kill. And that can create a lot of creative tension. It can create a lot of very strong successes, but you can also have real problems collaborating. And there's no tool that's going to undo that. The design piece is really about using techniques to really flesh out the role that a general purpose kind of collaboration platform will play in the context of broader work improvement kind of collections of technology. So if you've got a BPM platform and you've got a rules engine and you've got some document management capability and you've got social software, one of the key things to really get right is to at a very high level, at least, this is a kind of cartoon way of describing it, but to work out which technologies need to fit in which boxes. So architecturally, how do all those things need to fit together to support the goals that the business is trying to deliver? So if you look at the overall goal in terms of improving the work, how much of that and which parts of that should really be given over to social collaboration technologies, where you just provide a kind of general purpose capability for people to connect and share information? How much of it really needs to be tied in to the other resources you have around document management, structured workflow, and so on? Architecting Right. the overall experience from all of those ingredients, that's a real skill, and it's important to really spend a lot of time thinking about that.
Excellent information, Neil. Now, what do you see for the future of case management, basically for this year, even into next year?
Okay, so I've just been trying to pull a lot of my thoughts together on this for some client stuff, and so this is good timing. Really, just to kind of replay some of what I mentioned before, what I see is a kind of a collision and a merging between different strands of technology. There's been specialist suppliers in this kind of case management. Some people call it dynamic or adaptive case management. There are some players who've specialized in this for a while, but a lot of the big beasts of the kind of middleware and BPM landscape are also waking up to the need to support less structured work and more kind of goal-oriented work. And I see that the lines between these kind of islands are really going to be blurring in the coming year. And to me, that's a good thing, because actually organizations don't have work in their operational environment that fits into neat boxes. You don't have processes which are all structured and processes which are all kind of more dynamic, knowledge work, unstructured. You have actually processes which have elements of both, and you may find that different parts of those sort of move between the different styles of work that you need to enable. So having vendors who are able to support different kind of styles of work, having technology platforms that can enable you to support different kinds of work and move between those and allow people to have a very productive experience with these tools across different styles of work, I think that's super important. And we're just getting to the stage now where the technology is maturing and broadening out. So it's really about these islands of technology becoming much more integrated. And I think that's very good for customers, because we're really at the stage, I think, where these things are becoming much more of a mainstream concern. We're getting out of the stage of this really being for leading edge adopting organizations. And as this becomes more mainstream, people tend to accept less specialized technologies. They need broader capabilities that are easier to use. So anything which kind of integrates islands of technology, islands of practice, is a good thing. And I think that's going to be coming over the next year and a half.
I agree. And these are definitely exciting times. Neil, thank you so much for doing this pretty much at a last-minute notice. This is EbizQ's Peter Schoaf speaking with Neil Ward-Dutton of MWD Advisors. Thank you so very much, Neil.
You're very welcome. It's a pleasure.
This has been an EbizQ podcast.